Hasn't this week just been beautiful? The weather has just been outstanding. How many of you seen the full blood moon this week? Man, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I got out to let the little dog out. I looked over there to the west. I really hadn't been in tune with the news and all that to hear what was getting ready to happen. I was like, oh. And the sky has been so blue. Gorgeous, gorgeous. You know, the earth testifies to the creative power of God. Amen? And when we see the beauty of all creation, we recognize that it's by the hand of God, our Creator, the one who not only put all this in place, but also loves us as His own. Let's sing together.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love that's from our birth, over and around us lies. Lord of all, to Thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
For the wonder of each hour,
the wonder of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and dale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light, the Lord our hymn of grateful praise. For thy church that evermore, for thy church that evermore, lifted holy hands above, offering up on every shore, her pure sacrifice of love.
Verse again.
For thy church that evermore lifted holy hands above, offering up on every shore her pure sacrifice of love. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
This our hymn.
This our hymn of grateful praise.
We're going to try something brand new this morning. Well, new to us. Bill tells me that the word a cappella means
in church.
In church. I thought it always meant without music.
Well, they used to do that in church.
But that's exactly right. Back before all the instruments and everything, and when church was much simpler, and even with all the instruments, sometimes it's just good to let the voices ring. Amen. So we're going to try it this morning on this old hymn called Come Thou Almighty King. Let's sing it together.
Come Thou Almighty King.
2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Help us thy name to sing.
2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Help us to praise. 1, 2. Father, all glorious, o'er all victorious, come and reign over us, Ancient of Days. Come thou incarnate Word, gird on thy mighty sword. Our prayer attend. Come and thy people bless, and give thy word success. Spirit of holiness on us descend. Come, holy comforter, thy sacred witness bear. In this glad hour, thou who almighty art, now rule in every heart, and ne'er from us depart, Spirit of power. To the great one in three, eternal praises be, hence evermore, his sovereign majesty may we in glory see, and to eternity love and adore.
Amen. If you would remain standing, Lynette is going to read some scripture, and then you can be seated as we prepare for our next song.
John 4, chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and truth.
You may be seated. Let's sing Rock of Ages together.
Thank you.
Have a responsive reading that I'd like to lead us in this morning. This is called The God Who Is Merciful, taken from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 18. Today we're going to talk about, in Scripture, the woman that was caught in the act of adultery and she was brought before Jesus. And it was really a setup to see what Jesus would do. Let's remember that our Lord is merciful. Amen. And as we read this, let's claim that mercy as ours for our need. I'll read the minister part and you read the blue. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
Who redeems your life from destruction, and who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed.
He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever.
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him.
For he knows our frame.
He remembers that we are dust.
As for a man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes.
For the wind passes over it, and it is gone.
And its place remembers it no more.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children.
To such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them.
The hymn that we're about to sing is probably the hymn that isn't surpassed by any other as to the hymn that many people over the decades have come to an altar of prayer. If you've watched the Billy Graham ministry, you know that George Beverly Shea always ends the services with "Just As I Am." Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Let's claim his grace and claim his mercy for us this morning. Just as I am and waiting on to rid my soul of one dark cloud, to thee whose blood can cleanse each fire, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt. Wow. Maybe that fit your week this week. Let's sing it. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and say the words, it's another to come to him in our heart. Bill is going to lead us in our prayer this morning, and the ushers will be waiting on you with the offering baskets after the prayer. Let's bow our heads in prayer this morning as Bill leads us.
Dear Holy God, we come to you right now as one. We ask for forgiveness, Jesus, for any sins that have been unconfessed before we hit this doorway. And we thank you for forgiving such sins. So now, God, we stand before you clothed in the righteousness of Christ. It's a great mystery, Lord, how you can place this upon us as we go about our week and fall so many times. But thank you for picking us up each time and once again forgiving us so we can stand before you in your glory. Bless our hearts, Lord. We know we cannot serve two masters, so we choose to serve you right now, here today. And as we listen to this message today that John is going to give, have it come straight from your mouth, from your word. Bless our ears, bless our hearts to be fertile soil to pick it up and let your message grow. Thank you for all the mysteries, Lord. With our limited understanding, we have to keep coming to you all the time, Lord. But we revel in it. We love it. Yes. We thank you for being there for us. And Jesus would not have said it if it weren't so. He says you always listen. Thank you for listening. Bless the offering as it is received today. As you always do, Lord, split it. Yes. Make the pennies and nickels turn into dollars. You yes. always do, Lord. You're yes. so faithful. Yeah. Just as you forgive us 70 times, seven times, you've always done this with the money, Lord. You've always taken these love offerings and just spread them. People are amazed at what we've done with it, yes. Lord, and we thank you so much. Bless the leaders of the church. We just had Scott visit us not too long ago. Bless him and his family. Bless the other leaders. And bless the leaders of our country, Lord, with so much going on, yes. with ISIS and everything going on, Lord. Please, we know your will be done, and you will remove those who aren't doing your will. You've shown that in your book. So please allow us to be part of your perfect will, to walk with you, listen to your message today. Bless our ears and our hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
meet you
in the morning.
I will meet you
in the morning.
Just inside the eastern gate over there. I will meet you.